New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Armour. Quick segment before we get to the 5 o'clock hour. We can really dive into this Iowa Hawkeyes debacle and these chumps there from Iowa. Man, I swear to God, I'd like to punch somebody from Iowa. I swear. I mean, those
come
dudes,
on, come on.
Yeah.
Entire
right?
state.
Yeah.
Up?
And I like Jay Higgins. I like Jay Higgins, but I'd knock his head off. But, anyways, the Husker volleyball team went out to Penn State. First time playing. I didn't realize they only got to play them once. Got them at, you know, I had to go on the road and fell to Penn State. And, quickly had to turn around and go on the road to Maryland. A little bit of a hangover in the first set. But I like this because we're talking about Edge, which, you know, Nebraska was extremely young. But I think they developed that edge from the loss last year in the championship through the offseason and then through the SMU. Obviously, you know, probably obviously letting themselves down, a little bit of shock treatment, went on a run. And then I think they showed some fight to get come back and get make it more competitive against Penn State fell, but the edge is developed. Edge isn't just showing up and just, you know, being on edge and just, you know, running through people. Sometimes you got to stub your toe, take a loss, learn from it. Maybe have a little bit of a hangover in that first set against a game Maryland team who saw a little bit of blood in the water, but then you poke the bear and you mess with the lion and the lion came and got you. And then that's what I like to see, that get back to close the deal. And I'll see win the Big Ten again.
Can Edge show up through discipline?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean,
that's Husker volleyball.
Well, that's where the discipline develops. It, you know, helps develop that edge. But then also discipline gives you a lot of confidence to understand that you can recognize things that you did well and that you didn't do well in a loss to Penn State. Mm-hmm. Things that you did well and didn't do well in that first set loss to Maryland, and the things that you did well and didn't do well that allowed you to close out the game. It's the discipline allows you to play against a faceless opponent and play against yourself, but realizing that your opponent is allowed to, you know, play well too, and knowing that the discipline and the through the workouts and the change and maybe or addition in culture or whatever, and the ability to accept that the team comes first and everybody will flourish off of that, allows you to face those things and then hold the discipline and the motivation and all that thing in your back pocket to when you need it later in the season.
Speaking of discipline, Alan and Lincoln sends a message around the text line.
Let's see what
says,
Alan.
Do you think Harper Murray should delete her social media account? Celebrity status comes with good and negative criticisms. Is she handling it the right way by showing examples of negative messages?
I don't think, I mean, these kids love social media. I think Alan and Lincoln, I look at social media for cooking and fishing. I'm sorry. I can't. I mean, in football highlights, and I send you funny stuff on there. You know, people falling over and stuff like that. They got that new Michael Jackson dance over there, you know, the do it and stuff that I try to do. Sometimes I can't dance. But the few times I've seen Harper Murphy, it looked like her and Coach Cook have kind of have a little bit tighter bond. It wasn't, you know, like I think he really saw that he could have a good influence on her, and I think she embraced it. So when I think I saw one where they were in the airport and kind of she was messing with him or whatever.
Harper got the story out of Coach Cook after he got kicked in the eye by his horse.
And maybe she shows it because it's part of their life. So I think she's fine with it.
I think so too. I mean, she's balling. It's not getting in the way of her play right now. I think that's probably priority number one and most important.
Yeah.
I do think that there are, I mean, obviously a bunch of trolls. A lot of them will hide behind anonymous usernames and whatnot. Yeah. But if these people that are posting negative messages are going to say it on social media, not to her face, they're not going to take a lesson from her posting about it on social media, but put them on blast anyways. Why not?
Yeah, sure. You know, one thing I realized, and I don't even consider myself a media head. I'm just out here. I'm only on air, 4 or 5 hours a week. Nobody ever is going to come up to you and say, man, I hate listening. I mean, actually, I've had a couple people. But generally.
How many of them's names rhyme with Trick Lehnert?
Nah. No, but I'm saying.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, people, you generally are going to come up to you like, man, I hate listening to you on the radio. I think you're an idiot. Right?
Yeah.
So you're always going to have detractors. That's just part of being in any sport. And it's part of being on the best college or volleyball team in the nation. And you're very, very high profile, not only from your play, you know, in your recruitment earlier in your play, the things that you win, the trials and tribulations that you went through and had to face, and you're able to come back and the team's doing well. So you're going to have your trolls and people are going to have opinions. I would take it as a grain of salt. One thing I always realize as a player, don't ever feel you're as good as people tell you are. And you're never as bad as you think you are, because your expectations should be extremely high, but you should never like beat yourself up too much. And that's the way she should take it. So I think she's doing a good job. I don't have a problem.
And I think it's good for her as well, right?
Part of her
story was that she was on social media so much, doom scrolling, reading, internalizing all the negative stuff. If this helps her get it out of her system, all for it.
Yeah. And I don't think so. Before we go to break, the problem I have sometimes with social media and athletes, and sometimes like with football players around here, is I feel like that could be too big of a priority.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a huge priority for her. It's like, no matter what happens, I mean, the season's been going great. You know, she's been playing great, you know, as far as that I know. And then you got people that always got something to say. I get it all the time too, man. I don't care.
Did they really comment on your slew-footedness, or what do they say?
Everything. People think that, I ain't that good. This, and this, and blah, blah, blah.
Which fans gave it to you the worst?
As a player?
Opposing fans.
As a player?
Yeah.
The Jets. I think I broke my leg. The dude came down, was like, you weren't good in college. I was like, damn, man. My career almost over.
Brutal.
Yeah, because he knew I couldn't get up there and do anything. But yeah, right. Yeah, probably that.
Dang.
I mean, heck, I was getting my oil changed one time in Buffalo, and, The dude asked me how I missed the tackle on Sean Alexander on 3rd and 8.
You tell him to go try to tackle.
Or no, Sean, know what he said? He asked me. Oh no, he asked me how I played. That's like, I think I did all right. And I was like, all right, I played okay. Not perfect. He's like, dang, man. He's like, yeah, 14 tackles, 2 assists. How the hell you missed that tackle on like 3rd and 8? Like, what you talking about? He's like, the one when you was in the flat against Sean Alexander. And I was like, yeah, he's a good player. He's like, no, you shouldn't have missed the tackle. I said, you're right. And that was cool. I'm cool with that, man.
See you in meetings on Tuesday, coach.
Right. But I'm going to tell you this. Here's the best compliment I ever had. And it's a weird, weird compliment. I was going to do a speech, I think, and I was actually traveling through the Minneapolis airport, which is my favorite airport. Guy comes up to me, and he's like, you Jay Foreman? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm so-and-so. And he's like, I ref one of your games in high school. I was like, oh, cool, man. Nice. I mean, I don't know who he is, He's like, cool. He's like, I got to tell you. I was like, what I was thinking? Like, oh, here we go. Here we go. Bro, I'm like, for 30-some years, has been by now. He's like, man, you had a great career. You did. So he's just started going chronology of my whole career. You went to Nebraska, started 4 years, won that championship. I'm like, yeah, it was great. It was a great time. He's like, but I got to tell you. Right? This is how he left me. He's like, I got to tell you, I saw you play in high school. I was telling my friend the other day, or something. He's like, there was no way I thought you would have made it. Hey, with a straight face. He said, man, I saw you in high school, man. He pretty much said you was booty. Right?
Didn't think you were going to make it.
That's exactly what he said. He's like, he said, but then he's like, it's a testament to you. You exceeded expectations. And I was like, thank you. So I said thank you.
I kind of felt good
when I left, but I thought I was a bad in high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I really wasn't that good. Maybe
for the truth.
Yeah. He was cold blooded. He's a ref, so he refed a few of my games. He was like, this dude wasn't really that good. He probably Chuck Foreman's son ain't name worth biggity dink dink dink. No, it is. That's why I'm right in there with you, Dylan. I know how it is. You got to follow a legend. I'm here, man. I've been through. Anyway, Jay Ford with Austin Orbit, Old School. We'll be right back.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.